I have no idea.
Okay.
Guys, let's begin.
Okay.
How much is this worth?
Thanks
a lot. Great.
Then they will lift it up. Thanks a lot. Okay, Sunday there's a ceremony for Rabbi Reichman. They're going to give him a cheer. So, those are going to cheer, rah, rah, rah. Right? So we'll have to have a shorter shear. So we'll have shear on Sunday from 12 to 1. Okay? Because it's in the middle of that time, as you say. There's a shear also tomorrow, as you say, morning. I'm giving part of the Shabbaton. I won't be there for Shabbos, but on Beit Adam Chaveiro. So everyone's encouraged to come to that. I think it's what time tomorrow?
9
o'clock. Okay? All right. Very good. Okay. Fine. Let's begin. There's a two things I want to just go over from yesterday, okay, and then we have to continue. We'll see how far we get. I gave you the go-biker. Let's see how far we get. First thing I want to mention, a lot of guys on the ball during Seder, they asked very well, what kind of nafkamina is that by Karka? We offer two nafkaminas between the Ksos and the Sivas. When you do Tabar v'shasya, are you chayiv din Vazik or are you chayiv din Gazik? The Ksos said it was midin what? Mazik, excellent, and the Nesiva said as we did what? Gazlan. So we said that one nafkamina would be Shaman, which is a very good, clear nafkamina. The other one was Karka. So what does that mean? According to the Ksos, Yechayiv, and according to the Nesiva, we said you're Putter. But that's very difficult. Why is it so difficult? Because if I go into your ground and I bash up the ground, I mean, shouldn't everyone agree you have to pay damages? Because a lot of fellows were bothered by that, and I also very bothered by it, so I'm not so sure that's a very good nafkamina. Okay, the Sefer Tzvar Yaakov offers it, but I have to think about it much more because I don't see how it could be offered as a nafkamina. So first point I want to mention is that it seems very difficult how Karka, even though Karka is an zealous, why would you say the Nesivus would say Putter? Why would you say the Nesivus would say Putter? Because the truth of the matter is, yes, so that's assuming that what, Jeremy, that when the Nesivus said what? Said Gazlan, he also meant what? Mazik as well. Okay, but the Pashtus is we assume that they're mutually exclusive. If they're Mazik or Gazlan, then it's a Nafkamina. If the Nesivus holds a both, okay, then it's no longer a Nafkamina. The Nafkamina not you'll be nailed out, it's not a Gazlan, but what? Out the Mazik. So maybe that's a way of putting it, so maybe we should put that down. In other words, that nafkamina by Karka might only work if you hold the Nesivus holds both, meaning Gazlan and Mazik. But when there's no Gazlanus, you'll still be Kavals Mazik. Nonetheless, it seems very difficult that anyone would say if you destroy someone's Karka that you wouldn't have to pay any money. Okay? That's the first point I wanted to mention. Second point, a few fellows asked me on this, and let's just get it clear. Just want to go over the Rambam again. What did the Rambam say? Rambam said in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalet, the Rambam said that if it dies by itself, it was worth two at the time you stole it. Okay? It was worth two at the time you stole it. And Shas Zela, Shas Geneva. And then what? And then it's Shas Haman of Adin. What is it worth? Shas Haman of Adin. What's it worth? It's worth four. Shas Haman of Adin, it's worth four. So what does the Rambam say? Rambam says if it dies by itself, what do you pay? You pay kefil kishas akneva. That's the Rambam's kiddush. You pay kefil kishas akneva. We said this is interesting because the Gemara uses this case as being what? By Karen. Rambam talks about it as a Ghana, the Kapel. So Rambam writes, you pay Kishas what? Kishas Geneva. That's against our Gemara. When do you always pay the Kapel? Kishas what? Kishas Amad Abedin. Mamish against the Gemara. So the answer we gave is based on the small and the precious, same Gadol, that what? That when the Mishnah, the Gemara said it's thin, you pay kefil kishas haman abedin, that's only when what? That's only when the price is a situation where it is less than the zman geneva. Meaning the price of the shas haman abedin is going to be less than the Gnezah. That's when the Gemara said you say what? That's when the Gemara said you go Basar Kishas what? Hamad Abedin. But in the Rambam's case, the what? Shas Hamad Abedin is more than the Shas HaGnezah. And therefore, in such a case, you're going to go, the Gemara would agree, that you go Basar Shas HaGnezah, and that's what the Rambam's saying. Meaning the answer that we gave was classifying the Gemara, not the Rambam. That's what a lot of guys ask me in Seder. The answer we gave was touching up the Gemara, not the Rambam. Okay? You got that? And it makes sense, because the principle being is that we're not going to smash, you don't want to kill a Ghana financially. I mean, why make him pay the Kepha more than the Karen? I mean, he did a bad thing, but you're not going to kill him to that degree. So in this situation, we will put it up to what Shasak Navy. You're not going to make a Shasak, I'm going to be enough to pay much more. So that was the first point we had in the Rambam. Then there was a second Chiddush I want you to just go over again also in the Rambam. What was the Rambam talking about in the ratio of that Rambam? Not really the ratio, but the first part of the Sefer. What does the Rambam say if you actually what? Go ahead and destroy it or drink it. What does the Rambam say? You pay when? Kishas what? Kishas? Amar Abedin. This is a case where it was Mesa Me'elah. Mesa Me'elah died by itself. But what's the case where it was Tavra or Shatya? Sorry, Tavra Vishatya. What's the din? You pay Kepha Kishas. You pay Kepha Kishas Amada Bidin. You pay Kepha Kishas Amada Bidin. What do you see from this Rambam? What do you see from this Rambam that you pay Kepha Kishas Amada Bidin when you go ahead and what? You drink it and what? You see the Rambam holds like the Nesivis. Because the Karen and the Kepha are Kishas what? Karen also are Kishas what? Kishas Amada Bidin. That's what the Shita Sawat, Shita Sarambam is. Rambam says you consider it to be a Gazwan. And therefore you pay Kishas Agneva. And the Rai is, when you're Tavar Vishas, you pay Kishas Amad Abedin, must be the Karen is also Kishas Amad Abedin. So it must be a Rai of Rura that what? What must be the Rai of Rura? That Karen is what? What's the din when it comes to Karen? What's the luck when it comes to Karen? Karen goes bust to the Gneva. So just like the Gneva is called what? The Kepha is called Gneva, the Karen is also Medin Gneva. So that's a Rai of Rura to the Nesivis. That's a Raya Brew than the Sivis that it's called what? That it's called Gnev. If the Chi was Mitam Mazik, then there would be no way what? There would be no way to prove that he holds like the holds like the Sivis. This is what the Rambam has this Kiddush. Rambam says, if you're Tavra Vishasya in such a case, you pay everything Kishas Amad Abedin. You pay everything. It was equal what? It's equal 2, and then it went up to 4. 2 and 4. If it's 2 and 4, why do you pay Kepha and Karen Kishas Amad Abedin? Why? Because Tavra Vishasya is what? Midin what? Midin Gazlonis. Just like Kepha is what? Gnev is Kepha, so too the Karen goes with the Kepha. That was the Raya. So that the first point we're saying is from the second part of the Sefer. The second point we're saying from Rambam is from the first part of the Sefer, it's Tavra Vishasya. And we said from Mr. Zal and Meltzer Zal, you have no Raya. Well, you're paying the money. Who cares? Maybe the Karen is called Mazik. The Kepha is Kepha. But they have to both be Kishas HaKneva. So they both have to be Kishas HaMad Abedin. It doesn't show that he holds like the Nesivis. You're just paying the money, that's all. That's what the Rebbe Mr. Zalman said to disprove that Raya of Reb Chaim. But I want you to get it. Let me ask you a question. What should be bothersome? This Tavra Vishas is Kepha Kishas HaMad Abedin. Isn't that against the Gemara? What does the Gemara say? When does the Gemara say you pay Karen? When is Karen? Kishas Amad Abedin or Kishas on the Gnezah? So isn't the Rambam against the Gemara? No. The Karen and the Kepha are Kishas Amad Abedin. How do you answer that question? That's not a good question. What's the answer? What's the answer to that? When did Rav say you go bust or Karen? The Karen goes Kishas what? Only when it goes down. Right? This is where it went up. Right? This is where it went up. So in such a situation, right, the halach is that what? Is that in such a situation where you went ahead and you destroyed it in such a case, you don't have a problem like that. His whole halach is what? His Karen Kain Shagana is what? When it goes down, this is where it went up. So it's not a problem. So it works very well. You got that? That's why it works well. The Rav was only talking about when it went down. Okay. Very good. Fine. Now let's begin with the following. Okay? Rashi says, take a look at the Gemara here. Rashi says here, on Samechei Amad Aleph, what did Rashi say at the end of Rashi Damaskal Tavra? Rashi says what? That the Tzvichin and the Chira are like what? Tabra v'Shakya. Does that make sense to you? Rashi says in this Gemara here that Tabra v'Shakya is like Tzvichin and Chira. Tabra v'Shakya is like Tzvichin and Chira. Does that make sense to you? You have a Goslin. You have a Ganif, similar, right? You go ahead and do an action afterwards. You sheft it, you steal it. So he says that Tabra v'Shakya is like Tzvichin and Chira. What's a little bit Mechudish in this Rashi? That we could say this. What's the Kudish in this Rashi? Go ahead, Sam. Well, Shechita is the same as Tavra V'Shachshah because you destroy the object. But how is Mechira? No, but the question is just in that comparison. The difficulty in Rashi is how do you call Mechira what? How do we call Mechira considered to be what? Considered to be like what? Tavra V'Shachshah. Very difficult. In fact, to highlight this, Rabbeinu Yonason, quoted in the Shittim and Kubetzit and Tzamech Vav and Avdim Maskel V'Gan, writes, the Kazovin Lehu the Guzzle. When you sell it, it's like you stole it. So he actually highlights what Rashi said. Well, what's going on with this Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonason? How could selling be like what? Be like the Shechting in what? And Shechting and Tavar Mishash is like selling. How could eating and drinking be like selling? How is that possible? Very, very difficult. How could this be? This is where Rabbi Akiva Eger asks. Mechir is not chal. Mechir is not chal. Oh. So, because of this, it could very well be, that if in fact you hold like the Ksos, that we're dealing with what? Mazik. So it's not Shaykh. Mechir doesn't what? Make any sense by Mazik. Mazik means what? Damage. Eating, drinking, breaking, shechting, that's damaging. When you sell something, you're not damaging. So we can highlight this kash even more. You have like the ksos that it's midin what? That it's midin mazik. How is mechiras damaging? Mechira has nothing to do with damaging. The pashas. How is mechira like damaging? Is that damaging? So the pashas might be that if you hold like the nesivis, that tavra v'shat is midin gazel, then it makes a lot of sense that through the Maisa Mechira, you are adding on to the Gneva. You are adding on to the Gneva. There's a whole stuff in the Gneva. So therefore, since there's a whole stuff in the Gneva, you can very well understand that the Mechira is considered to be what? Like a Gazlana. So I want you to get this. Rashi again seems to be a Raya for who? For the Nesivis. Rashi said earlier Gazl. The Gemara where? But Metzias said Gazl. Josh asked me in Seder, Josh and Ellie, what do you do with the Ksos? Isn't he against the Gemara Bava Metzia? Isn't he against Rashi? What will we respond? We didn't say it today. What will be your response? We didn't say it yesterday. What will your response be? The Ksos will say that the Gemara's are arguing. Our Gemara Bava Kama holds what Mazik? It doesn't say Gazel on our Gemara. He'll read our Gemara to argue on the Gemara Bava Metzia. We didn't mention that yesterday. The Ksos will explain some of folks between the two Gemaras. And therefore you hold like who? You'll hold the Ksos out like our Gemara. That's what you'll have to say. So apparently at first glance, this seems to be very fitting and well with the Nesivis, this point that Rashi says. However, maybe we could say the following, and I want to just stress this even more. I gave you a rush and a gozalatium. What did the rush say when he said Tavra v'Shachshah? What was the rush's expression in Perek HaGozalatium? He said what? Avda mina olam. Your mamish destroy it from the world. Avda mina olam. You mamish get rid of the whole thing. Avda mina olam. You destroy the whole thing. Avda mina olam. It's never around anymore. That's what the Rosh says, Tavra v'Shachshah. We saw it with Perek HaGozalatium. He had one line there. Very interesting. He says, it's mamish what? Gozalatium is the ninth parak. Right? Ninth parak. He says, the Feirish, right here. In the end of Siman Gimel, Lo Dom in the Tavra v'Shachshah, Dosim Ibdam in the Oilam, the Ba'osa Shah and Nasa Gazel. So we're highlighting, it's difficult. How does Rashi say this? So if you hold it in the Sivis, it's more understandable. That it's not Midin Mazik, it's Midin what? Gazlana. So I can hear this comparison. Follow me, Akiva? Seems to fit in well. However, I saw in the Sefer Dvar Moshe pointed out that maybe you could come up with a scenario that you sell it in a way the guy will never see it anymore. You sell it in a way that what? The guy's not known to the violin he sold it to, and therefore he'll never be able to get it back. So maybe you could say a bissel svara says the Bar Moshe, maybe that Mechira can a little bit be like Mazik, because you sell it to a person that the original guy will never be able to recover it. So even though you're not really damaging it, but what you're doing is kind of what a virtual kind of Avdamina Ola. That's maybe a suggestion that one could say Pshat to try to save that what it means, that Mazik here means that he'll never be able to get it. Maybe that's what you could suggest. But the Shita Mekubetzes says, B'shem the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, and Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph. He argues on Rashi and says, you know what Mechira is? What is Mechira? What is Mechira? Not Tavra B'shashya. What is it? It's Itfar Memela. Mechira is Itfar Memela. It's where it broke what? Broke by itself. So Mechira is like Itfar Memela. So since Mechira is like Itfar Memela, he argues completely on the Rashi. And if that's the case, why is that? Why is that considered to be what? Mechira is like Itfar Memela. What pushed him to do like that? Because he held like the Ksos that it's considered to be Tavra B'shashya is Midin what? Is Midin Mazik. Mechira is not a Mazik. So if anything, Mechira is like what? Itfar Memela. Okay? You got me? So what we dug up is at least there's a Rishon like the Ksos. This Machlek Ksos and the Sivas for Plagim really is a Machlek is between Rabbeinu Peretz is supporting the Ksos. And the Rashi, the Pashuk Pshat again, when she talks, was going like the Nesivis. And that Rosh, that it's up to Mina Olam. How on earth could Mechira be up to Mina Olam? Unless you say that Svara that we said from the Devar Moshe. You sold it in a manner that it's not around anymore. Yeah, go ahead, Adam. I understand, but it's not going to be difficult in the sense that you can prove that what? Like Tavra Shas is like Mechira the what? The Shita. Because it's not. It's just not. It from Mela is the Shira's one Zeus, and that's it. That's the Shira's one Zeus. It's first the whole issue. It from Mela is one Zeus. You don't have that Shira. Okay. Alright. That's the first Mahalak I wanted to mention. Okay? Yeah. Eita, real quick.
So also the Rama, also, like you said, Rama wasn't going to see us.
According to Reb Chaim, we slugged it up. Reb Yisrael Zalman, remember in the beginning of Shir, we said, yeah.
But Rambam also quotes Mechira by Tavra Shas.
I mean, he gives that as an example. You mean?
Yes, so fits in.
You mean he gives that as an example?
Yes,
yeah,
so fits in with
Reb Chaim. Im Shabar or Machar, you mean?
Right.
Very good. Very good point, Eitan. Eitan says the Rambam writes Im Shabar or Machar, so he obviously equated the two. That would seem to fit in with Reb Chaim's Raya that it's considered to be Gnezela. Very excellent point. Very good. That would fit in. Rambam writes, Im Shavar or Machar. So he equated the two. You see, he's not working with the Mazik. Mechira's not selling. It's Gazlonis. Very excellent point, Eitan. Very, very good. Okay. Fine. Let's go down to the second Mahalik. Second Mahalik that we have to see is the following. The Ramban in the Ritva, in Bob Metzia, in this corresponding Gemara, on Daf Mem Gimel, both the Ramban and the Ritva are bothered by Akasha. And that Kasha is the following. That Kasha is, why is it, in the case of Itfar Memela, if you pay one Zeus, why shouldn't you be Chayiv four? Because a Gazlon is Chayiv and Onsen. And we know a Chayiv should be like a what? What is the person, which one of the shomrim has all the responsibilities and liabilities?
Shoah.
Excellent. Why is that? Why is the shoah chayv and onsen? Kol hanah, shalom. He doesn't have to use the avi, he doesn't have to pay a cent. Shoah is chayv and onsen. Chayv onsen, tishas, shvir. From the time that it breaks. From the time it breaks. Because kol hanah, shalom. He gets everything. So we got to have some quid pro quo. He's got to be liable. So the Rabban and the Ritva say, in the case of Itfar Memela, the halacha is that a gazlan only has to pay one zuz, our Gemara says. Why don't you treat him like a shoah? And we know that a shoah has to pay from the time it broke. And if it was worth four at the time it broke, like a shoah has to pay, why shouldn't a gazlan be like a shoah? A gazlan is chayv and osin, like a shoah. We said that. A goblin is chayiv and onsen. You steal something and an accident happens to the object, you're chayiv. So just like what a shoah has to pay kishas ha-shvira, so why don't we mechayiv the goblin to pay kishas ha-shvira? Why is it for memela chayiv with one zeus? Ask the Ramban and the Rashi. We should be chayiv. He did what? Should be chayiv out four. That's the assumption the Rabban and the Ritva make. Very, very strong kasha. So, there are a few ways we could offer to answer this kasha. I want you to get this. Okay? Very critical. What are a few ways you could say to answer this kasha? Okay? Rav Shmuel Rozovsky writes, there's no comparison between a shoyel and a gazlan. Because a gazlan never accepted upon himself shmirah. He wasn't mekabel upon himself shmirah. His whole chiyuv is because of what? What's his whole chiyuv, Daniel? Because he's a what? He's a gazlan. Therefore, when should we nail him? Kishas what? Kishas zeila. Excellent. When he became a gazlan, he never accepted upon himself to be a shomer. Whereas a shoel, his whole chiyuv is he uses the object, and therefore we assume that the clinching point of time is when the accident took place. And therefore, writes Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, you have no reason to equate a gazlan with a shoel. That is the answer that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky gives. And the reason why the Gemara, the reason why the Rabban and the Ritva were motivated to ask this kasha, is because the Gemara has a line in Sanhedrin, I invade them in Aleph, the Logara Mishoah. The Logara Mishoah. That a gazlan is Logara Mishoah. A gazlan is Logara Mishoah. This Gemara has a line like this in Sanhedrin on the Ayin base. Gazlan is no worse than a Shoah. So therefore, the Rishonim asked, well, just like a Goah's Shoah is Chayav Kishas what? When it broke, so too the gazlan should be Chayav at the time when it broke. The answer is, and what motivated that Kasha? Because the Gemara has a line that a gazlan is no worse than a Shoah. Right? The answer to that Kasha is, you're right, they're both, gazlan is no worse than a Shoah, that they're Chayav in what? In Onsen, but they're not chayv at the same what? Time? They're not chayv at the same time. They're not chayv at the same time at all. A shoel is no worse than a gazlan. They're chayv what? They're both chayv in Onsen, but they're not chayv at the same time. So therefore, a shoel is only going to be chayv what? At the time it broke. A ganef will be chayv, a gazlan will be chayv from the time that he actually stole the thing. So that's one way of answering this kasha. It's one way of answering this kasha. But the Rabban gives a second way to answer this kasha. Rabban says a second way. What's the second way the Rabban says? The Rabban says that when is the gazlan chayv in onsen? From the time that he took it out of the reshus. A shoel, does he ever take it out of the guy's reshus? Halachically, is the shoel ever taking out of the guy's reshus? Never. The original owner could be makdish the item. And therefore, the pshat is, and the Ritva says the same answer, the pshat is that since the gazlan is chayiv on this man, that is most of the chayiv of Shus bailim, mashenkin a shoel. Shoel never took it out of the guy's Shus. Shoel never took it out of the guy's Shus. So therefore, obviously, when's the clinching time going to be? When it breaks. By a gazlan, no, as soon as you steal, you take out of the guy's Shus. And therefore, that Kasha's answer very, very well as well. First answer was a little bit what? What you Mekabel Shmir on himself. Second answer is, obviously a shoel never took it out of the guy's shoes until it actually broke. That's what the Rabban and the Ritva give an answer. Okay. Fine. There's a bit of a difficulty that Sosa Choshen points out in Simon Reis Sadiyal Sifkot Nalif. That's all good according to Rabbi Yochanan that holds you're not allowed to be Makdish a Dabra Nizgo. Something that's stolen from me, I cannot be Makdish. It's out of my Rishus. Dabra Nizgo, I can't be Makdish. It's out of my Rishus. That's only according to Rabbi Yochanan at Samach Esmeralda. According to Reish Lakish, Yaakov, are you able to what back to something? Yes. So according to Reish Lakish, the kasha comes back. The kasha comes back. So that's a little bit of a what? That's a little bit of a difficulty that the Tzosah Choshen points out. So maybe that highlights the first answer. The Tzosah Choshen says, according to Reish Lakish, someone steals something from me, I can still be Makdish Dagan. The whole point was it's out of your Rishus. By a gazlan, it's out of your Rishus, and by a shoel, it's not out of your Rishus. Terence says that's really not true according to Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, something's stolen from me, I can't be Makdish. So that's why Lamaisa will go with the first Terence. First Terence seems to be very strong and distinguishes between the two. Okay, one last answer I want to give though. And that is the Ganef really a shomer? Is the Ganef considered to be a shomer or not? Is the ganef a shomer? Is the gazlan a shomer? What does that mean? Is the ganef or a gazlan considered to be a shomer? Is that mean you lower the other one? Thanks a lot. Is he considered to be a shomer or not? Who says? Don't cash it at the start. Who says that Ghana for a goblin is a shomer? And this is what the Tosfos says, and the Rush as well. Halacha Lamaisa, Tosfos writes earlier on the Nvavim Ebeis that a goblin is not a shomer. Dibur Maskol Pshita. And also the Rush says, Halacha Lamaisa, that a ganav is not a shomer, so you can't be Machayev if he did shol. Alright, so what does the Gemara mean in Sanhedrin and Dafayim Beis? That a goblin is no worse than a shol. What's the answer? Regarding what? Being Chayev and what? Also, they're not the same thing. They're completely two different categories. So what kasha does it start? So that's why you cannot be bothered by Itbar Mimela. How much do you pay? It was what? It was originally one and then it went up to four. And it broke, Mimela. How much do you pay? You pay one. Why not four? A shoal pays Tishas Ashvira when it broke. The answer is that number one, the Goslin did not what? Stepped upon himself Shmira. Number two, you could say also the clinching time, like Daniel said, was what? Is when it's Shasak Zeila excellent, right? That fits with Rabbi Yochanan and difficulty, so says. And the third answer was, who says he's not a shomer at all? Because I'm not a shomer. And don't be bothered by this Gemara, and it just tells you the Achayv and Otsin. So that explains this very well, and that's the second Mahalach we wanted to mention. Okay. Now we have to do the third Mahalach. And that is the following. I wanted you to see the Rambam. Rambam writes in Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Zayin. Rambam says in Hilchos Me'ilah and Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Rambam says in Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. We learned last year in Kedushin, we mentioned it early this week, that there is a cloud called what? Ein Shliach. Okay, we have that clock. I say someone that my child has turned the light on, who's Chaya? He is not me. We said either because it's a svar or a pasuk. Either Rav, either Tami Shomin, or it's based on a Shesha Kassim. Now, the Gemara lists three exceptions to this rule in the Sechas Kedushin. That you say Yesh Shliach with the Varavir. That the Mechaya, the sender, is culpable. What are the three exceptions? Chaim, go ahead. Me'ilah. If I tell a guy, go ahead and use that object owned by the Beis HaMikdash for your own purposes, that's Me'ilah, called trespassing. Who gets the Avera? I do. What else? Shlichus Yad. What is Shlichus Yad? We've learned that already. What is that? When I'm a Shomer Chinam and I'm watching an object, I'm not allowed to touch the object. Remember, we had a Machlokes Bishayim V'Silvus, I can't even think about it or talk about it. Shlichus Yad, we said what? Let's say I'm a Shomer Chinam watching someone's basketball. I tell Monty, go ahead and dribble it for me. Who's Chayev? I'm Chayev. Yei Shliach for the Bar Aveir. And then there's a third exception. What was that? Anyone remember? Excellent. Tzvichu Mechir. Which we're quite familiar with from our daf. If I steal something, instead of myself shechting or selling it, I have someone else do it. Michael, who gets the Aveira? Tzvichu Mechira? The Mishaleh. You say Yei Shliach Levar Aver. These are the three cases where you say Yei Shliach Levar Aver. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Me'ilah? Michael, go ahead. Oh, you had a question? That's true. Very good. Rashi said it as well. We saw that with the Xos. And then also Tosfos also had a case of Shogeg. Any case of Shogeg, he can't say Dvir Rav. Okay, but in the Gemara, we have those three. You're right, with the Rishon, the excellent aura. Rashi said, Shushushigandu. And Tosh said, in any case, the guy turns the light on, he didn't know it was us, or I get the Avera, because you can't sit the Avera. You're right, excellent. Very good. But what does the Rambam write in Hilchos Me'ilah? What does the Rambam say? Avi, go ahead. What does the Rambam say there? In Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. What does he say? You only say Ein Shliach Devar Aveir, or Yesh Shliach Devar Aveir, by what? By what? By Me'ilah. He says, the Kol HaTorah Kula, why don't you see that Rambam? He says, you only say Ein Shliach Devar Aveir, the only time you say Yesh Shliach Devar Aveir, is only by Me'ilah. Rambam writes, Rak, Rambam Oimer, Rak, B'Me'ilah. Only B'Me'ilah do we say such a din. So the Maharit, the Xos quotes, and I want you to see that Xos, in Simin. Reish Sadi Beis Sifkot Nahav says, what are you talking about, Rami? You're mamish against the Gemara. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Feirish, and Membeisim and Beis, I think it was Membeisim and Beis, says that there are three exceptions to the rule. There is Mi'ilu, there is Shlichus Yad, and there is what? Shlichus Mechira. So how on earth can the Rambam say that the only exception in the rule category in we have is what? Only Mi'ilu. That's the kasha the Ma'arid asks, that Sos asks. Sos says B'shem the Ma'arid. So what is the answer of the Ma'arid? He says, you know what? It is the only example of Yesh Shlichus with Baruch. I'll tell you why, he says. Because Shlichus Yad is really what? Excellent. Based on Shia. Listen, I'm guarding the basket. I start telling Mati to dribble it. That's a manifestation of negligence. I'm the one who really does the Avera. It's not because of Yesh Shlichus Devar Avera. It's because I did a mice of negligence by letting Mati dribble it. So it's not a manifestation expression of glot. Yesh Shlichus Devar Avera. It's really what just I was pushing about. Great that I didn't do the action, but I let him do it, so that's on Shia. Now how does he answer Tzvichum Mechira? Ano! Excellent. Ano neha what? Add one word in any time. No make neighbor. Not hektishir, class. Ano make neighbor. If I steal something and I have what? I have monkey shechter sell it, and I eat a bunch of steaks from it, I'm deriving. I may gain a lot of money from the sale. I am deriving benefit. It is hano from the Canadian. It's not a manifestation of Yesh Shlichus Devar Avera. I got hano. I ate my steak. I got money. I sold it. So the only example in Kol HaTorah Kulo, the Rambam says, is Me'ilu. It's the only example in Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's considered to be Me'ilu. Only time you have Yesh Shlichus Devar Avera. Either Gemara said three, Gemara didn't mean it. The Gemara just said we nail the Mishaleach. But the only way we nail the Mishaleach through the means of Yesh Shlichus Devar Avera is really only what? Me'ilu. The other two really are not based on Yesh Shlichus Devar Avera. They're based on other svaras. You got me, Michael? Oh. So I want to just test that for a moment, okay? I want to test that for a moment. That really what Tzvicha Mechira is considered to be what Hana from the Gneva. Okay? Take a look at the Gemara and Daf Ayin Amar Aleph. Take a look at Daf Ayin Amar Aleph. Okay? At the end of the Mishnah. Okay? If you read the end of the Mishnah in Ayin Amar Aleph. Okay? Read the yeah. The end of the Mishnah. Ayin Amar Aleph. Hashokhi Chulin. No, no, the end. Hashokhi Chulin Ba'azor. Three lines from the end of the Mishnah in Daf Ayin Amar Aleph. Oh, so what's the case here? Oh, you were reading the one case before exactly as well. Also, if you check the Nimsis Trafer, the case before. What's the din? I steal an animal, I shecht it turned out to be a trafer. What's a trafer mean? It's going to die within a year. Let's say I steal an animal, I shecht it what? In the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash. Cool. Am I high or down with the hay or not? What do the Chumim say? Avi? Chumim say you're chayiv, Rav Shimon says you're what? Shimon says you're potter. Why does Rav Shimon say you're potter? Rashi explains because it's a shechita that's not ru'uya. You can't eat this animal, it's a trefa. You can't eat the animal, you shecht it in the azor. In order to be chayiv, arvavei, Rav Shimon says it must be a what? Rav Shimon says it must be a shechita that is what? Ru'uya. If it's not a shechita ru'uya, you are not chayiv. This is not a shechita ruya. The Chachamim obviously what? Hold. What do the Chachamim say? Chayim. That even in such a case, you're chayim. Now, Eitan, what's my kasha? What's my kasha? According to the Mahari, that the definition of Arba the Chamish is what, Dani? Is what? Hana from the what? From the Gneva. So why on earth is what the Chumim say what? Chumim say you're chayv in this case. You can't get any hana from this animal. It's a trefa. You can't eat it. You can't. If there's kulin bazar, you can't eat it. Could sell it? Okay. Maybe. But the truth of what it means here is what? Hana here doesn't mean hana as opposed to the chiva. It means full blown. It means you can do anything you want with it. That's what it means. The Chaim's pointing out, he's saying, Rebbe, you can sell a trade, you're right. But when he mean, when I say, when the marit means hana, it means full-blown hana, including eating. Okay, that's the Rabbonon, that's the Rabbonon. I'm saying, no, you need to have full-blown hana from the Gneva. You don't have full-blown hana. So, Frekta Kasha, according to this definition we saw in our doc, you pay 4 or 5 times because of what? Shechting and what? Selling. And shechting and selling, the definition is hana from the Gneva. You can't get any hana from the Gneva. So, how on earth can the Chum say Yechayiv? How can they say Yechayiv Kefil? It's a very strong Kasha. Oh. So the pshat is the following. The pshat is the following. Maybe we could beg today to take issue with this Mahari and give a different formulation. I want you to get this. Dalud Vehei, according to the Mahari, is Hanah from the Gneva. According to the Mahari. But maybe we could say something different. Maybe what we can say is that the Mechayiv of Tvicha, Mechira, Shchitu Mechira, is not that you have Hanah from the Gneva. It's because the etzim maisa. You know what it is? It's a clincher of the maisa gneva. It's like one elongated maisa gneva. It's like a maisa gneva that has afterwards a shchit and a mechira. That is something akiva that's going to be chayav what? That's going to be chayav 5. It's not considered to be what? Hanah from the gneva. It's considered to be a tanai in the actual what? Maisa gneva. And therefore, the Rambam will say that shlichus works in such a case. We don't say we don't say ein shlich l'davar avera. We don't say ein shlich l'davar avera. What do we say? What do we say? We say in this situation that what? It's a tanai l'gneva. So therefore, the Rambam writes in this tanai, there's no chisor of what of ein shlich l'davar avera. That's what the Rambam holds. That's what the Rambam holds. In other words, what we want to bring out is that it's not really considered to be shlichus. It's kind of like you did gneva, and then you sent your friend to do what? To do shchit and mechira. It becomes what? It becomes subsumed under what? Under your action of gneva, and therefore there's no chisaron of what of ein shlich l'davar avera, because it's not an act on its own. It's not a chiyuv on its own. It's a tnai in the gneva. Since it's a tanai in the Gneva, we assume that it's like you did the whole thing. And therefore there's no chisaron of what? Of shliach l'davar avera. Therefore the Rambam writes that in such a case, you will be chayiv. In other words, what we're saying according to the against the Ma'arid is that what? That Gneva, that Tzvicha Mechira is a tanai the Maisa Gneva. It's a tanai the Maisa Gneva. It's not that it's a separate act on its own, Tzvicha Mechira. Not that it's a separate act. It's considered to be a tanai. It's kind of the kaibosh on the Gneva. And that kaibosh will lechayev you 4 or 5 times. And therefore the Rambam says in the whole Torah we only find what? Yesh lich levar avera by what? By Me'ilah. Well, what about by let's say, Tzvicha Mechira? What's the answer? It's not really even shlichus. What it is that guy really what finishes up my Gneva. He finishes up my Gneva. But Tzvicha Mechira is part of what? Tzvicha Mechira is part of the actual what? Part of the actual Maisik Gneva. This is the pshat that we're suggesting in the Shita Sarama. Oh. That's the case. Now you can understand this Mishnah, no? What does the Mishnah say? That if you shecht an animal, it's a trade for you. Shecht chulin bazar, why you chayav what? 4 or 5 times. Or you're not driving any hanah from the Gneva. What's the answer? Answers, we don't care. All we care about is you did an action of what? Of shchita. The action of shchita is the kaibash for the what? For the gneva. And therefore what? You are chayav how much? You are chayav to be what? You are chayav 4 or 5 times. Because it doesn't make a difference whether you had enough from the gneva. The gederadin of dalad vehei is the fact that it was done. And since it was done, you'll be chayav. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. And that's the pshat in what Tzvicha Mechira being chayav 4 or 5 times. We don't view it as a separate chiyuv on its own. It's finishing up the Gneva. Since it finishes up the Gneva, therefore what? Therefore that was done. That maisa was done. Doesn't mean you have to drive hanah from it. You don't have to drive any hanah from it.
Is that what
it's against the Ma'arid? It's against the Ma'arid. That's what you said. It's a separate formulation. Separate formulation. You hold like the Ma'arid, you get stuck with that kasha. I want to bring another riot to this formulation of Dalet Dehei. That it's considered to be what? A chiyuv on its own. How is it considered to be a chiyuv on its own? Rambam writes in Hilchos Gzela, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, and also in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. Rambam says the following chiddush, that if there was an animal stolen, a parah, and it gave birth to a child, the Rambam says that's not considered to be a shinui. You steal an animal, a parah, and it gives birth to a child, it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be a shinui. And the Ravid says the following lashon. Ravid says, Ein lecha shibush. Shibushu vein shinui yosur gadol milida v'gzizim. He says, this is a great shinui. When an animal gives birth, that should be a shinui. Whenever you do a shinui, what happens? It becomes who? Becomes the godlings. Becomes the goddess. But the Rambam writes, if you steal an animal and it gives birth, it's not called a shinui. Rambam says this is Sela and Gneva, and the Ravid asks, why should that be? He says, if it gives birth, it should be a shinui. If it's a shinui, it should become what? It should become yours. The shinui should become yours. So the Rambam holds that giving birth, Rambam holds that later, giving birth ain't shinui. It's not considered to be what? Not considered to be a shinui. Later is not considered to be a shinui. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. And the Ravid says it's difficult. Or Sameach also points out another kasha on the Rambam. Or Sameach writes in the Tosefta in Baba Kama and Perek Zion, he says the following. The Tosefta says, if you steal an animal, a parah, and then it gives birth to a calf, and you shech the calf, he said, the Tosefta says, you chayav kefil, the low what? The low arba v'chamisha. The low arba v'chamisha. So the Tosefta says, if you steal a parah, and then you shech, and then it gives birth to a calf, and you shech the calf, the Tosefta says, you're not chayav arba v'chamisha. You only chayav kefil. So you see from that Tosefta, it seems, why aren't you chayav arba v'chamisha? So it must be that what? Must be that what? That when there was a birth, you become what? There was a shinui, and you're koneh the object. You're only chayiv as a ganef if you weren't koneh with full-fledged shinui. Once you koneh the shinui, it's yours. It's like you shechted your own animal. So the or Samet says, you see from this Tosefta again, the Tosefta says. Rambam said that Jesus considered to be what? Is a shinui. Right? Rambam says that Jesus is considered to be a shinui. Rambam says that where do we write the Rambam? Oh, Rambam says that Leid is not a shinui. Giving birth is not considered to be a shinui. Ravid says, why not? Number two, Dorsamech says that Tosefta says, if I steal a parah and it gives birth to a calf, so what's the halacha? When I shech the calf, I'm only chayav what? Kefil. I'm not chayav arba v'chamisha for the calf. Because arba v'chamisha seemingly became mine because there was a shinui. So you see that the Tosefta seems to be a raya for who? For the raya that giving birth is considered to be a shinui. Giving birth is considered to be a shinui. So it seems very difficult. What's the svar in the Rambam? So the answer is the following, says the Or Sameach, a beautiful chiddush. The Or Sameach says you're really not koneh the shinui, like the Rambam says. The reason why you're putter on the tzvich is because why? To be chayav 4 and 5, what must you do? Eli, to be chayav 4 and 5, what must be? You have to steal the same shore and set. You stole it, then you shechted it. And therefore, in this situation, the gneva was done on what? What was the gneva done on? On the ubar. It was a calf when you, it was in utero when you stole it. It was not a calf, wasn't born yet. Therefore, it had no shame shore on itself. It was a chelik of what? It was a chelik of the mother. So since it was considered to be a chelik of the mother, what do you see the din is? That you're lacking in the chiyuv kefil, so you cannot be chayiv 4 or 5 times, because there's no chiyuv kefil. So this makes sense if you hold what? What does this make sense? If you hold like which formulation? Our formulation, that what is arba v'chamisha? What is arba v'chamisha? It is what? Is it a t'nai in the what? In the gneva. And therefore, what if the shame shore had a shame gneva? Then I can understand if I shechted that same shore when it was stolen, I'll be chayav 4 and 5. But if I stole it, it was in utero. It was only a calf. It wasn't even a calf yet. And then it's born, and then I shechted. How can I be chayav 4 or 5 times? That's exactly what the Rambam. That's exactly what the Tosefta is saying. So the pshat is that what that late is not considered to be what? Late is not considered to be what? It's not considered to be emes, you're not kone b'shinui with giving birth. And the reason why you're also not chayv arba dehei here is because why? It's because arba dehei is only on what? On the object that you stole. If you held like the Maharija, that it's just deriving benefit from the geneva, then what would you say? What's the biggest difference? I would say you're chayiv. Listen, I stole this cow. I got its calf. I shefted its calf. I derived benefit from the geneva. So I would say you'd be chayiv. What's the biggest difference? So you see clearly the shittas Rambam here is that Dalud Behei is not a separate chiyuv on its own, but what is it? What is it? It is considered to be what? A t'nai to the actual muskets. It's not the shot that you're hanoch from the gneva, but it's a separate field. But the shot is that it's a t'nai to the actual gneva. I mean, you'll be chayav kefa on its own gneva. But if you do shkit the mechira, you'll elevate it a level, you'll be chayav what? So much more. And you'll be chayav dalde. But it's got to be on that same shore that is a shame kind of on it. Okay.
And close the door. Cool.
Okay. Oh. Thank you. Now this is a segue to the following. Okay? Let's go back to our Gemara now at Samachayim and Aleph. Okay? Do you remember when we had this kasha? Do you remember when we had this kasha here? The second price of Shmei Nevi Kisha? Shmei Nevi Kisha was fat, and then what'd you do to it? Someone tell me, what was the second price of? Knew someone tell me? Fat, and you hit it, made it lean, and you pay Cain Shagana. That's against Rob, because Rob said the Kepos Keshas, I'm out of it in. According to Tosfos, now I want you to get this. Please get this. According to Tosfos, what was the kasha? What was the kasha from? Kepel, Tzvicha, and Mechira. All three. Why? Why is it from all three? Because what did Tosfos learn in the second shot? What did Tosfos learn in the second shot? What did Tosfos say? On the bottom Tosfos. That you pay to the time prior to the what? Prior to the action. Well, what is the action? Either shefting, selling, or what? Hitting. To make it leaner. So you pay a kafel according to the time exactly prior to what? To when you devalued it. But according to Tosfos, the kasha was on what? All three. Tzvicha, mechira, and kafel. What did we say according to Rashi, the kasha the Gemara was? According to the Sefer Nachlos Moshe. No, the kasha is only from what? Shchita. Only from Shchita, because what did Rashi say? You don't learn like the Nemuka Yosef. Who said that what? That the second pshat of Tosfos was like Rashi. You learn like our pshat Rashi. What was our pshat Rashi? That it's an elongated type of Shchita. That you started what? What did you start doing? You started hitting it, and then you ended up doing Shchita. According to Rashi, what was the kasha of the Gemara on? Only from what? Only from Shchita. Not Mechira, because when you sell it, you don't quit, kill it, you don't diminish it. And you don't what? You also not talking about Kepel. Why is it not talking about Kepel? Why is the kasha not on Kepel? Because what does it say here in the Gemara? What does it say? You pay Cain, you what? Cain, you gonna. Meaning that we said, according to Rashi, when you what? Steal the animal. According to Rashi, when you steal the animal, according to Rav, even though on the top Rashi, what does Rashi say in the top, Jim? The top, second line from the top. When Rav said Cain Shagana, what does Cain Shagana mean? That you always take Kikir and Kafi Shats Hakaneva, correct? What did Rashi say, Kasakataika? That's whether it went up or down. In the Maskan of the Gemara, what's the Gemara say? You only pay Cain Shagana when what? When it goes down. In order to say what we said from the Sefer Nachlos Moshe, that the Gemara was never asking from Kepel, the Gemara has to change from the Havamina here to the Maskonet. Meaning the Gemara already knew when it asked its Kasha that Rav would never say that if it went up, that we would what? We would let the Ganef get off the hook. Kadesh lo yechote niskar. Like the Rosh says. So what I want to just point out is that according to Rashi, in the Havamina, the first Havamina, when it asked the first Brisa, The Gemara thought Rav always says Kesh Kadosh, whether it goes up or down. When the Gemara asks the second Brisa, that switched. That switched. And what switched? The Gemara understood that Rav would never be so extreme. That always say Kesh Kadosh, even when it went up. He never would say such a thing. So therefore, the Gemara never was asking its kasha from Kefil, according to Nachas Moshe and Rashi. I'm pointing out there was a switch in the Gemara that the Gemara doesn't tell us about. And the switch in the Gemara was exactly that point. That was the switch in the Gemara. Switch in the Gemara was that Rav only said his Kiddush when it went down. He never would have said it when it went up. The first Brisa went down, so we didn't know that. The second Brisa, there's a switch. That's the Kiddush we want to point out here. Okay. All right, we have a few more minutes before we get a Chumash. I just want to go, let's go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. Okay, let's go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. What'd you say?
Why would you say
Tosfos Tumah all three? It's a time when you what? When you devalue it.
If you don't devalue, why do you devalue by selling?
Anytime you do the action.
So what action?
So Jeremy asked, well, how are you devaluing it when you sell it? How are you devaluing it when you sell it? As it says, Shmina v'Yichisha, prior to when you devalue it. No, so that's what we said. It doesn't have to be that. Yichisha is an example of devaluing it. So if you sell it to a guy, he's never going to get it back. You never what? He maybe means what we said earlier in Shir, that you sell it in a manner that what? He's never going to get it back. So in that sense, it's devalued. Okay. That might be the pshat. Okay, let's go now by through the Gemara. Okay? Let's go by through now in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Okay. Tani Rabbi Chanina l'siyu l'rav. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina taught a raya to Rav. Balabai shetoan toin niskan niskanat v'tikodon v'nishpa v'hoda u'bo eidim imach lo bo eidim hoda m'shalim keren v'chomish v'oshem mimish yobo eidim hoda m'shalim tashlim ekefo v'oshem v'chum sh'oilu lo b'kfeilo diber Rabbi Yaakov. First of all, what does it mean, balabayis? It means the shomer chinam. Doesn't mean a balabayis, the owner of the object. That's the way the Chumash refers to shomer chinam. So a balabayis that claims that it was stolen, and he's caught lying on his oath, and then he admits, and then ain't him come. So if he admits before ain't him come, he's chayav keren chomish and asham. If he admits after ain't him come, he's chayav kefil asham, and the chomish equals the kefil divrei Reb Yaakov. Okay? So what happens if he admits after the Eidim come? What's the halacha? The halacha is he pays the kefil, and the asham is what is counted as the chomish. A lot of guys ask me, what's this case here? Please get it. The Lord's going to explain. We'll go through it quickly. What's this case saying? The only time the kefil can count as the chomish is if what? If it's the same exact what amount. If it is the same exact amount, that's fine. Then, in fact, the kefil counts as the chomish. If the chomish is less than the kefil, you cannot have the kefil cover the chomish. Why not? It makes no sense, no? Shouldn't you say the chomish asai mana? What's the answer to this? You got to get this. What is chomish? Chomish is a kapara. And if it's a kapara, that means it must be distinct and must be what? Must be especially for it. And if the kefil and chomish are exactly the same, that's fine. But if the chomish is less, you can't say I'm going to cover it with what kefil over it. You cannot. Because why? Because the chomish is devoted to kapara. Even to the degree, please get this, the Shittim Kofetis writes, even if you say like this, you know, I'm going to give you a chomish now, and that's for the chomish. And then I'll pay the kefil afterwards. You can't even do that. Why can't you do that? Because people won't know that. People won't know that it's considered to be what? That it's considered to be what? People will think it's a first installment of your what? Of your kefil. So to that degree, that we assume that only this works when it's exact. Oh. What'd you say? Oh, so we'll see the chiddush. Only when it's exactly the same. But if it's not, you can't have the kefil covered. Only when it's exactly the same, you'll say, oh, that's the chomish. But when they're two separate payments, it gets blurred. People won't know that it's devoted for the kapara. If you know it's exactly the same, you know it's this one payment will cover what the kefil and the chomish. When they're two different ones, you don't know which one it is. You might think it's an installment for the kefil. Therefore, it takes away from your kapara. That's the theory. You follow me, Avi? It's a good question. But that's the theory. Oh, so take a look inside. Derech Agav. Do you remember we had a machlokes Rashi Tosfos? Are you Chayav Kol Mashiach to Ra'edim? You remember that? Who is this a slam dunk riot to? To who? To Tosos. Tosos Kuf Ches said, you're Chayav Kol Mashiach to Ra'edim come in. To the Pharisee of Gemara. It's against Rashi and Shavuos at Daf Memtes. Very difficult. Get that down in your notes. This is the Sefer Yad David points out. Gemara says, Beferish Yechayev Kol Mashiach after Eidim come in. That's a riot at Tosan Kuf Ches against the Rashi and Shavuos. Oh. Why is it? Again, because what is Chomish? What is Chomish? It's a Kapara, and Yechayev even after Eidim come in. Yechayev even after Eidim come in. Yeah, but it's difficult, Michael, because it says it's Yechayev Chomish. Now, Chayev Chomish wants Eidim come in. Shouldn't even mention it. Should be no Chayev Chomish. Okay, next sheet. Let's see. The Rosho, the Chamishiso. Moment of Mishtalim Barosh. Moshe Chomish. What does that mean, Moment of Mishtalim Barosh? Only when you pay Kerem. Kerem alone. You pay a Kerem, there is no Chomish. Moment she'ain Mishtalim Barosh. Moment that you don't pay. Meaning you pay not just Kerem, you pay Kerem. Ain Moshe Chomish. There is no Din Chomish. So what do the Chomim say? Whenever there is what? Kerem, there's no Chomish. Is there a Korban? Yes. Excellent. Third Shita, Reb Shimon Yochai Omer Ein Chomish V'Asher Mishtalim B'Makom Sheish Kefil. He argues on the whole thing. He says there's no Chomish and Asham at all when there is Kefil. Five. Those are the three Shitas. Let's see what the Gemara says. What do you discern from this? Kitani Mias. Nevertheless, it's taught from this price. Chomsho Ololo B'Kfeilo Dibur Reb Yaakov. That if they're the exact same amount, you can get Chomish and Kefil at the same time. How? Eichidomi. Elema, please get this. Shall we say to me, Kara Shavya Arba? It originally was worth four. Ulbasov Shavya Arba. Then Chomsh Ololo B'Kfeilo? Right? You're going to tell me the Chomsh is Ololo B'Kfeilo? Kfeilo Arba. The Kepo is four, right? Because it's four, so the Kepo is four. The Chomsh Zuza. Because we've mentioned before, Gemara says above Messina and Gimel. What is a Chomsh? Not a fifth, but a fourth. It's the whole thing plus another what? Plus another one. So it's considered really to be a fourth. Chomish is a fourth. So a fourth of this would be a Zuz. So that can't be the case. Right? That can't be the case. They're not identical in that case. El alav, it must be, the Mikarya Shavya Arba, Ubasov Shavya Zuza. It was originally four, went down to a Zuz. The Kfela Zuza, the Kfela is considered to be what? Considered to be a Zuz. Why? Because Kanas can go bust or what? Amar Ebedin, it's a Zuz. The Chumsha, Zuzah. And the Chumash you go bust or what? What is the Chumash you go bust or? The Karen. And the Karen originally was what? Shastak Nev was four. So fourth of four obviously is one. So they're identical. Alma, Karen, Kain, Shigana, Tashlume, Achefa, Chamisha, Arba, Chamisha, Kashak, Amar Ebedin. Slam dunk riot for Rava. For Rav. Slam dunk riot for Rav. That we say Kefil Knas is Kishas what? Kishas Amadavidin. The Chorimish is with the Karen, which is Kishas what? Kishas Agnevi. So we have a slam dunk riot for Rav. That's what it means. Tanu Chneel is Yudah Rav. Oh, so how does Gemara slug it up? So Gemara says like this. What kind of riot is this? Amar Rav Liolim in reality me Kara Shavya Arba. It really was four. Vashtan Nami Shavya Arba. And then it's also four. Now, obviously, you tell me I'll be smart. Why can't you be a proof from that? Because the only way you can prove it is when they're different numbers, right? When there's a different number from the Ashas Amad Avedin and the Ashas Akneva, then you can prove Rav. It's the same number. You can't prove anything. So the Gemara says, you have no right. Really, it's four and four. Uda Kakashia Kfeil Arba, the Chumsha Zuza, but they're not identical. The only time you say that Kefil and Chumsha can be inextricably linked and wrapped up together, it's the same amount. Fascinating. What did he do? He lied four times. The audacity of this guy. And what did he do? He lied four times and he admitted once. Confessed at the end. Therefore, he's only hired capable once, so obviously, the only time he's got him the first time. But since he lied four times, he's high at four-fifths. Not four fractions, but four times, right? Four one-fifths. Actually, it's four one-fourths, right? So therefore, what's the din in that case? What's the halacha? So let's figure it out. What was it? 4 and 4. What's the kefil?
4.
What's the what? Chomish?
4.
So therefore what? It's identical. And therefore what? Chomish is olu b'kfeiloi. Chomish is olu b'kfeiloi. So you have no proof at all for Rav. Interesting. Okay. We've got to go to Chomish. I just want to mention one thing. And that is that Chomish is truly a kapara you see clearly from this din, like you asked me. Only if it's considered to be together the same amount can you say that Chomish covers the kefil. But if the Chomish is less than the kefil, according to Rashi, you have to pay the Chomish separately. Why? Because it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a kapara. To the degree you can't even make a what? A first payment because people think it's an installment of the kefil. It's a separate thing. It's such a separate thing. It's a kapara. And I think it's a slam dunk riot we said to Tosfos. Tosfos, the Gemara says the Feirus that it was. That if you admit after Adam come in, you're still chayav. That's mamish like Tosfos. Because why? It's a kapara. Remember we said that was the Lumbus? According to Rashi, it wasn't a kapara. So that's why the Canadian done. It was considered to be a kapara. If it's a kapara, it makes a lot of sense. So I want to just bring you one riot for this. Chomish is a kapara. Tosfos earlier in the Masechta on Dalet Amud Aleph writes that you never say, seems that way, and Rabban seems to say it to Feirish, you never say Kim Leh Ben Rabbi Minei by Chomish. Lo Omrim, Kim Leh Ben Rabbi Minei, Legabe what? Legabe Chomish. Never. What would be the case? What would be the case? Let's say. Let's say you did something that you'd be chayiv nisah at the time you ate it. Say you'd be chayiv nisah at the time you ate it. Okay? I don't know, some scenario that I ate the thing. Let's say I ate, it was considered to be on Yom Kippur. Assuming you say Kim Leh Bit Rabbi Minei. By Chorus. Okay? Rebbe Nechunya Ben Akana, the Tana says, you say Chorus and Mumma, you don't have to pay any Mumma. Let's say the situation is, if you did something Misha Shogegin, if you did, let's say, the Shogeg. If you did Shogeg, there's a famous Sheikh of Tana Behuskin, Misha Shogegin. Let's say I turn a light out on Shabbos by accident. While I do that, I rip monthly shirts. Do I have to pay money? No, because if I would have done that for Mazen, I would have been executed. That's a famous sheet of Misha Shogin is Pater from Mama. It's a sheet of Tana de Bechiski. Pater mi Mama. Let's say you ate that Bishogin. What'll be the din? You did something that you'd be Chayat Misa, let's say. You ate something you'd be Chomish. In this situation, Chomish, the fifth payment is Kapara. I don't know, let's say at the time that the guy lied, he killed someone at the same exact moment. The time that he lied on oath. Okay? What'll be the din? He comes and he admits he lied on oath. Would he have to pay the money? We're killing him anyway. What'll be the din? He's chayav to pay. Don't you say Kim Leh Ben Rabbi Minei? No, because that's only if it's pure momo. Chomish is a what? Is a kapara. And since Chomish is considered to be a kapara, therefore it doesn't get swallowed up by the Chiyuv Misa. It's a kapara. He needs that kapara. This is what Tosus writes here on Dalet Amud Aleph Dibraski Kiri Adam. That you do not say Kim Leh Ben Rabbi Minei by Kofor or by Chomish. Anything that's a kapara payment. What's the case of Kofor? You have a shur mu'ud. Your shur mu'ud kills someone, God forbid. You have to pay kofar to the orshim. You have to pay court, but you're killing the shur. You execute the shur. That's like a chiyuv misa for the shur. Why do you have to pay kofar? Because kofar, chomish are kapara. Whenever it is a kapara, you never are swallowed up by Kim Leh Rabbi Minei. It's only Kim Leh Rabbi when it's misa in mumo or knas. Knas is also swallowed up by misa. But it is not swallowed up by what? It is not swallowed up by Kofar, because Kofar is Kapur. You always need that atonement. You need that atonement. You need that atonement. Yeah, go ahead, Ari. Well, first of all, to Machlis Rabinatam, read. Rabinatam says you say Kim Rabbi anyway, and he doesn't have to be Mishul Mamun. It'd be the same case. Okay, but it doesn't always have to be Mishul Mamun. Even if it is Mishul Mamun, there's a sheet for Rishon that says you still say Kim Rabbi. So Machlis Rabinatam in the read, Tayshub Subhaz and Naplamas. Okay? Alright. Very good. So let's hear Bez Hashem 11:30 to 12:00 to 1:00. And I don't know what's going to be with the mismatch, so hopefully Bez Hashem I'll be able to give out the Mar Makomos. I don't know if it's going to be cleared out or not, but I'll give you more Mar Makomos to do 12 to 1 web short share. We'll do Allah as well. Let's just close with Chumash stuff. This is the last Shabbos of the year, and it is a double parsha of Nitzavim Vayelech. And the Torah writes the following, that there's a certain mitzvah that is Lova Shamayimi. There is a certain mitzvah that is not in Shemayim. It is not Be'Eber Ayam. It's not far off the seas. It is Beficha U'Bilvavcha Lasos. It is in your heart, in your mouth and heart to do. And there can be no excuses. That's what the Torah says in this week's portion. But what's very puzzling is that the Torah doesn't identify what mitzvah it's talking about. It says, Ki'an mitzvah hazos. Well, what mitzvah is it? So the Ramban writes in the parsha, Ramban writes on his parish and Chumash, that it is tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva. Guy can never say he's too far gone. Rabbi, I'm too far gone. There's no point in doing tshuva. No one should ever have that attitude. It is never too late to do tshuva. You always, a person can always do tshuva. Gemara writes that Rabbi Elazar bar Dodoi, the terrible Averis, who lived with all the Zonas in the world, the Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah. In the end of his life, he did a cry with such sincere tshuva, he cried so hard he died. And a Baskol came out, and he was Kono Olam of Shachas. So tshuva, it's never too late. If you take it seriously, Lel Shlichus is Saturday night, we have to think about where, which areas and departments we are weakened on. And how we have to mechazik ourselves. Ben on Mechabera, Ben on Lamakom. Take out a piece of paper. Many times it's very helpful to see where we are struggling in certain areas to try to better ourselves. And therefore, that attitude, the Ramban says, that you're too far gone, or are you really serious, forget about it. You know, the Gemara says if you do an Avera once, it's bad. If you do an Avera twice, it becomes mutter to you. And they quote from Yisroel Salat, you do it a third time, it already becomes a mitzvah, doing an Avera. It's hard once you get into a walk. A certain behavior pattern of a virus to break that. But you can, and you must try. And we have to try to the best of our ability. That's what it's all about in the mood of Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Might be difficult situations you're in, but you must dig up that mood of Bitachon. So the Ramban writes, it's tshuva. But there's a major problem with this, because Gemara tells us what the Torah is referring to. The Gemara in Erev and Adat Nun Hei says, you know what this mitzvah is? It's Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. It's not Be'Eber Liyam. It's not B'Shamayim. It's right here in your Bava Kama. To work through the sugya, a lot of guys were asking me on Chumash. They wanted to know. I wouldn't want to tell them. I want you to work through it. Amelus. I ordered Rashi. Now that Rashi makes a lot of sense, right, Noam? Makes a lot of sense now. Because the Gemara explains it in Amud Beis. That's what Amelus is all about. Working at the Torah. We can never be discouraged. And when it comes to Torah, you have to work hard. Some guy says he learns Shas on the couch. We don't believe him. The Gemara says in Megillah above him is that Gati Matzati Tamid. Talmud Torah, quintessential element of Talmud Torah, is Amelus. Is that hard work you're putting in? Is that Ksos you went through today? That these three things by Shlichus Yad, the Mahalas by Shoyel, the Mahalas by these Mechirat Kitzvicha, everything. It's a malus, it's working hard. That's what it's all about. And that's what it means that the Torah says Ki Mitzvah Zos. So how can the Rabban, who's a Rishon, can't argue against the Gemara? The Gemara already explains what Ki Mitzvah Zos means. It says Talmud Torah. How does the Rabban in our parsha say it's Shuvah? It's mamish against the Gemara. You can't argue against the Gemara. Ravina and Ravashi so far wrong. They closed the chapter in history. Can't argue on the Gemara. What's the pshat? The pshat might be the following. Maybe we could say that tshuva is a pathway to Talmud Torah. Or maybe in the reverse way, Torah is a pathway to tshuva. What do you say every day? We're going to say in a few minutes at Mincha, in Shmon Esra, in the bracha of tshuva. Hashiveinu avinu l'sorasech. I remember Shekhar pointed out to us once, what are you talking about Torah in this bracha for? In our davening, we've got to stop and think sometimes what it's saying. Just do tshuva. What do you mean hashiveinu avinu l'sorasech? It seems then that you cannot reach a tshuva shleim unless it's through what? Unless it's through Torah. Unless it's through Talmud Torah. You can't just stop esoterically say, oh, I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to do tshuva. You have to concretize that to changing your ways and learning more, sweating more, working in Torah more. That's what it means, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorasecha. The only way you get to the tshuva is through the Torah. That's why it's a prerequisite. That's why the Ramban is not arguing against the Gemara. The Gemara says the Torah is referring to Talmud Torah. You're right. But once you have that attitude of Talmud Torah Vameilis, that'll lead you on the pathway of what? Of tshuva. There are hainu ha. You cannot have a tshuva shlema, it seems, believe the Torah. Believe the Torah. In fact, you remember, I think it was last week we had, if someone does a chil Hashem, you only attain a full kapara when you what? When you die. Except if you learn what? The Rabbeinu Yonah says if you learn Torah. Rabbeinu Mechai says if you do a kiddush Hashem. So the pshat emerges that the Ramban is not against the Gemara at all. The Ramban goes well with the Gemara. Talmud Torah has this attitude. Tshuva is also this attitude. And maybe we can mechadish the following kiddush. If Talmud Torah requires a melis, then tshuva does as well. Not just Talmud Torah requires a melis, but tshuva requires a melis as well. That means it requires you to sit down and maybe take out a piece of paper. And sit down and study the halachos and the hashamnus. And what they mean. And how in a real way you are what? You in fact are changing your midas. In a real way. If it's the same, if this pshat is what we're saying is correct, which it seems is correct, Ravon can't argue against the Gemara. If Talmud Torah requires a melis, so too tshuva requires a melis as well. And you must have the melis when it comes to the tshuva. And that means taking it seriously. And that means if you spoke Lashon Hara about someone, what's the din? Chofetz Chaim says you must ask that person for mechila. You know what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says? You don't ask that person for mechila. Because it'll make matters worse. It'll make matters worse. Oh, so someone would say the floodgates are open. According to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, you could speak Lashon Hara, you don't have to ask him for mechila. Chas v'sholom. Pumfa kert. It's like an aveira that in a sense you cannot have what? Full mechila. It's worse. The Baron Soloveitchik told us a story that when the Chofetz Chaim wrote his sefer, he went to different gedolim for Haskama. And he came to the Rishon Salanter. And the Rishon Salanter told the Chofetz Chaim after going through it, I agree with everything in the sefer but that one halacha. I don't hold you have to ask Mechila from a guy you spoke Lashon Hara about. So I can't give you Haskama. So the Chofetz Chaim said, why don't you write in Haskama, you agree to everything in the sefer but that one din. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, I can't because no one reads Haskamas. They'll read my name and they'll think I agree to everything in the Sefer. And I don't agree with this thing. But Fakir, the floodgates aren't open. We have to be very careful about that. Oftentimes, shtik is the best policy. Silence is sometimes the best policy. Not all the time, but oftentimes, 75 to 80% of the time. And that's what it is Dibor. Dibor is the ichor of a man. Before the holiest day of the year in Yom Kippur, we do Kol Nidre. We wipe the slate clean that we have no averus when it comes to Dibor. We did no averus with our Dibor. Doing a netter and breaking the netter is an averus through Dibor. The essence of a human being over an animal is the ability to speak. That's what the Targum Unkla says, that Hashem blew breath into Adam Arishon. Ha'yipach v'apach ruach chayim ruach ma'olah. Koach ha'dibor. The Rabbeinu Yoah writes in Gittin, the Ron quotes, that the definition of a gosis, someone who's imminently going to, God forbid, die. You can't touch him, it says in Shulchan Aruch, because you might hasten his death. What the definition of a ghost is? The different shittas. Rabbi Yoel shittas that he's very ill, is about to die, but he's lost his ability to speak. He still can speak. He's not a ghost. We have to be very wary about this. And let's just close with the sock of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes, the minig is that before Rosh Hashanah, we should ask our friends for mechila. Even though in Shulchan Aruch it says before Yom Kippur, but Erev Rosh Hashanah, he says, you should even step it up a level and you should ask for mechila. Because if you want to come to Yom HaDin, you want to be treated like a human being, we better make sure that what? We have what? We are have a clean slate with treating other human beings. And more often than not, that's the dibur. I believe over two-thirds of the Al-Qais deal with dibur avayros. Two-thirds. So Be'ez Hashem, Hashem should give us that koyach. That just like there's amelus in Talmud Torah, and we're doing that, Be'ez Hashem, we have to heighten that. We should also have amelus when it comes to tshuva as well. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos, and we'll daven mincha. And shir be Sunday, Be'ez Hashem. And the shlichus. Shlichus against the base medrash.
Thank you.